T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
There he is, live from his basement dungeon studio bar, the one and only Ryan Castle. How are you, sir?
Dude, I heard you guys talking about what song would you hear in hell yesterday,
right, yeah.
And it was a real easy answer for me, and that is the song that my phone plays for my alarm.
Which is?
That's fair.
It's just, you know, one of those average, right. T-Mobile ringtone,
sure,
whatever,
right,
songs, right? But I'm sure you probably are familiar with it somewhat, Miles, from that time it went off for 3 hours of
I
me
am.
Trying to
yes,
get out of bed
Chicago.
In the hotel room in
right.
Chicago.
Get up, you sleep ahead, move your body out of bed, motivate.
There are few ahead. Worse sounds than when you've had 3 hours of drunk sleep and your alarm goes off and you know you have a meeting or something
right.
important to do in an hour. That's like, oh, God.
Well, it was a different spin on
that's
a story.
That's my hell song.
Yeah, we had a random question about what would songs be, the three songs that would be playing if you went to hell, because it was a priest in Detroit, and he had a near-death experience, is what they call it. He had a heart attack, and instead of going to heaven like you would expect
a priest
would probably go to
priest.
Heaven, he ends up in hell. And he describes this human-like creature walking around with, you know, on four legs. And,
on fire, eyes
right.
bulging, chains around its neck.
All this horrible stuff. And
but
then,
the music, Ryan.
Yeah, that would be Rihanna's Umbrella and Don't Worry, Be Happy from Bobby McFerrin.
But keep in mind, both songs were being performed by demons specifically to torture people.
They were singing.
Here's something you should know. Bobby McFerrin is in hell for writing that song, and he was doing it live.
So today, the fine folks at ultimateclassicrock.com, is that who it is?
Yeah. So they came up with the most hated songs and albums according to Ultimate Classic Rock, and we thought, you know what, these would be perfect for songs you would hear in hell.
What I know we're going to hear the songs, but what were some of the albums that people hated? Because typically, if you hate an album,
you hate the band.
Well, it's the artist. It's the artist that's doing something that's a little bit different than what they normally do. But in time, those albums end up being classics. For example, Marvin Gaye still owed one more album to Motown and to Berry Gordy. Now, he had just divorced Berry Gordy's daughter, all right? But he still owes an album. But he writes this song or this album that is it's a complete breakup album, but it's horrible at the time, according to everybody. Now Rolling Stone goes back and says, this is the one of the most brilliant. We put this up with Fleetwood Mac Rumors on the album
actually.
List. Of,
but that's what Rolling Stone does. Put out your worst album, wait 30 years, and Rolling Stone will say that piece of garbage you put out was the most brilliant moment you had in your career.
Yeah.
And even the most.
In order to hate something, you've got to like know it and like it in the first place to have an opinion on it when it comes to albums. So you made a good point, Miles. It's like Metallica's album
Saint Anger
with Lou Reed, Lulu.
Oh, or Saint Anger. Isn't that another one of those?
People still aren't down with saying that.
All right, so you've got...
James Hetfield got booed on stage fairly recently. So he's talking to the crowd. The crowd's all wild up. And he said something about Saint Anger. Literally, all he said were the words, Saint Anger. And the cheers turned to boos.
If you are a fan of a band, there's an album that you can't stand. Led Zeppelin, legendarily, one of the greatest bands of all time. But if you're a Zeppelin fan, you know Coda sucks. So what are some of the albums?
But at least they were already broken up.
Yeah, that's a good.
Like,
one.
We have to fulfill this. Our drummer's dead. Here's some crap.
Yeah.
Here's another one that people have very strong opinions about because they know and love the band, and that's Van Halen 3, the album they did with
Gary Cherone. Yep.
All right. Okay. Which is not technically a bad album. Motley Crue did one of those albums. Were they John Karabi?
You know what, dude? With John Karabi, I like that album. There was a song on there called, two great songs on there. One was called Hooligan's Holiday, and the other one I think was Smoke the Sky. It was great.
See, I would say Girls, Girls,
and I'm a Motley Crue fan.
Was their worst album
ever. Theater of Pain.
Right.
One of those. Theater of Pain's great.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have... go ahead.
I was going to say a couple more. Music from the Elder, Kiss.
Yep.
Since I know we got Kiss fans in the house.
Yeah, but Kiss.
So, stuff like that.
Seems like
these songs, though, are just generally hated, I think, universally by almost everyone who has any taste in music.
But does that mean they were all hits also?
More than likely.
Yes.
It's such a weird, everyone hates it.
Because if not.
But everyone made it a hit.
You wouldn't know it.
You never would have heard
you got to know it to hate it.
You wouldn't know it. That's exactly right. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
10, number 10.
See, I don't even think this is a bad song, but like most people, you just don't like Scott Stapp.
It is. It's Alter Bridge.
Yeah. I mean, like,
there was a burnout factor with this band too, for sure. I mean, look, the same thing has been said about Nickelback and more recently Imagine Dragons. You have to reach a certain level of success and saturation to become the band that everybody loves to hate. Limp Bizkit, Creed definitely ended up in that world.
Okay. Well, think about it. The music of Alter Bridge is not much different than the music of Creed. It's just not Scott Stapp. People are like, Alter Bridge is cool.
Trust me, Miles has got a great voice.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's still
not
Creed.
Scott Stapp. Right. It's Creed.
Yeah.
With Miles Kennedy.
I wonder why they don't call it that.
Because
it's Creed.
It still says Creed.
Right. Alter Bridge sounds better, and it's a better lead singer.
I almost didn't watch the movie Creed.
Just because
I thought it might have Scott Stapp in it.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number nine.
Ebony. Oh, my God. I never liked this song from the jump, but...
Was it Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy that did the spoof on this on Saturday Night Live? It was Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. Like, I am black and you are blind as a bat and I have sight.
You are black and I am white. Side by side, you're my amigo, Negro, let's not fight. It's just like, oh, that was just it was cringeworthy.
Mike, you should go back and watch it. It was great.
It's so good. It's a great bit.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number eight.
Golly, just pouring it on.
Yeah, my brother loved the song when we were kids, and I'm like, really, man?
Well, Wings is panned by most fans of the Beatles.
I didn't dislike Wings. I really did not like this song. I thought Wings had some really cool songs. This just was not one.
I've never had one, but this song makes me want to try a Quaalude.
I think someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell.
I like that song.
No.
It's stupid.
Do me a favor. Open the door and let him in. That's the name of the song. How did you write that? Someone delivered a pizza.
Still a good song.
Silly love songs from Paul McCartney and Wings.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number seven.
This is very Spinal
Tap.
Now,
I was not a big Styx fan, so I'm aware of Styx. I know Styx, but I was never a big fan. Was it Styx fans that just heard this song and went, I don't think so?
That was also the band.
Very much so. Miles and I have a theory. We call it the Dennis DeYoung factor, all right? So even when you go through most of Styx's catalog, there's Tommy Shaw, and who was the other guitar player?
Oh, God. Jack Blades, maybe?
No, Ranger. James something. But they rocked out a little more, like Blue Collar Man, that kind of thing. And then Dennis DeYoung would show up like, babe, I believe it. Like, all right.
I'm sorry.
He was that guy. But then this particular album and this song specifically was all Dennis DeYoung, and it's a pile of crap.
They kicked him out of the band after this.
Seriously.
They're like, no more.
It was a big hit, though.
No more.
It was a massive hit.
It was their only number one song ever from Styx, this thing. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number six.
Oh, God. Wow.
Come on.
No, this is one of the worst songs ever written.
I think this came up yesterday on the show.
It did. It got a lot of votes to be played in hell. Think about it.
Well, you go to hell,
you're on fire, the devil's torturing you, and the whole time, like, this is playing in the background.
Jesus. I like it, man.
It's like 80 movies hell.
Marconi plays the mamba.
I think it was the progression from Jefferson Airplane to Starship that really made this song so hateable because it's so far away from White Rabbit.
But aren't you glad that they took a different name? Jefferson Airplane would never, ever do that in a song. Welcome to hell, everybody.
Hey, they got a win out of it. They probably play it to fire up the team. Down there in San Francisco. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time. Now, generally,
see, REM and the B-52s. Here's a fun fact about both of those bands.
I know you hate
never
them, but I
them.
Like them both.
They both have
but
moments.
This is terrible.
But I felt like, and I found out later that I was wrong. I thought they wrote the song kind of as a joke, like specifically to, like we're writing a theme to a kid's show. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to put it out. And people are like, no, dude, this is a serious song. I'm like, oh, then it's bad. But if you did it to be funny, it's hilarious.
Yeah, Stand wasn't much better.
B-52s tried to get me thrown out of a bar once.
Why?
After a festival in Milwaukee, I was underage and obnoxious as well. Definitely
No, because you were obnoxious.
Who was, you must leave. Time to go,
it's time
son.
To go.
Kick him out. I'm going to get a big bouncer.
We need security.
Bye-bye, Ryan Castle. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number four. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't
I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's just kind of...
It's just bad Billy Joel.
It's bad Billy Joel.
I don't like
Joel,
Billy Joel, period. So.
But it's fine. This 80s music.
This song is the worst of the worst.
You don't like Billy Joel?
No, sir.
Wow.
Not
I
even
that feels un-American,
never
bro.
Did. Never did. Never liked Billy Joel.
Sells
fun
out
fact.
Wrigley Field. No, I mean, not even like doo-wop Billy Joel?
No, especially not doo-wop Billy Joel.
Oh, he puts on Piano Man every time I go over there. Don't let him fool you, Ted.
All right. The guy that loves Journey.
Hey, don't talk during this.
Billy Joel.
Don't talk during this. I need to sing. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
You know what? I'm a Phil Collins apologist, but they stop here.
I don't get it. This just sounds like an average Phil Collins or Genesis song to me. Like, why this one?
I think it's just so electronic in the background, maybe too bouncy. Like, I thought
how
Phil
is
Collins
this any different
great.
Than Land of Confusion? Yeah.
Land of Confusion. I'll tell you why. Because people are willing to cover Land of Confusion. The riff, that's one side. But the riff in Land of Confusion, pretty cool.
Also, one of Christian Bale's favorite songs. This one.
Yes.
I can recall. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number two.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate this song.
Yeah, this is bad.
Fun fact.
But, you know, it's so on brand for the Beach Boys, though.
It is. Yeah. It is.
But, you know what? There's no place called Kokomo.
Right.
It's in your all mind, these locations, man. Kokomo. It's in your head, Miles. Yeah. All right.
It's a state of mind, brother.
Only one of the Beach Boys, sir.
But you would think
they were a complete fraud.
Like you think, like there's some Caribbean town name. I don't know, like you know, Jo or something. Right. Like you know what? We should just change name to Kokomo and open up a couple casinos, man. And see
I absolutely would
capitalize off this.
As many of these songs as I like, I feel like this list is just like the poppiest rock songs of all time.
That's basically what this is, right?
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time. So we made it to number one.
Yep. This song.
And again, the band's biggest hit.
Was it really?
Yeah.
This was Aerosmith's biggest hit ever.
A lot of people on the text line suggested this song is their hell song as well. So again, remember, you have died, you are in hell, and right before Satan sodomizes you, this is what you hear.
This was from a soundtrack.
Armageddon.
Wasn't it?
Armageddon.
And the men's room and Ryan Castle are standing around hosting the whole thing.
Armageddon.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it. There you go. There's the 10 most hated rock songs of all times. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test?
Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.